Welcome to Compact Conversations, the show that compresses the day's AI news into 5 minutes. For the weekend update, Alibaba's Qwen Research Lab released Qwen 3.8 27 billion, an open weights model with 27 billion parameters and vision capabilities that fits in a 17 gigabyte file. It's impressive, but the default settings make it overthink everything.
The model supports a reasoning feature, basically letting it think through problems step by step before answering. By default, that's set to maximum. One developer testing it asked the model to draw a simple circle. The reasoning trace went on for several minutes about creating a geometric study with animation and a distinctive palette. His strong recommendation? Ignore the default and run it on low or no reasoning first. When you do, the model's performance is solid.
One number to know today is 60. That's how many of the largest planned data center projects the Financial Times analyzed in a report on AI infrastructure's environmental impact.
Those 60 facilities could emit the carbon equivalent of 27 coal-fired power plants, or 24 million cars per year. The report highlights the sustainability challenge tied directly to the scale of new AI compute, with most of these projects concentrated in the US and Europe. From AI Weekly, expert reaction to Mark Zuckerberg's lengthy case for giving every person superintelligence. The document was widely shared among AI researchers and builders over the last week, but almost none of them shared it kindly.
The newsletter also tracked experts passing around stories about an AI agent that hacked a gym's booking system, and the first hard number on the cost of content provenance, Claude subscribers canceling over an invisible watermark. These are examples of the practical, sometimes messy realities that follow big theoretical promises.
The Financial Times reports on mounting upheaval at OpenAI. Executive exits and changes to the safety team are unsettling staff as the company prepares for an initial public offering. The departures include a senior safety researcher and restructuring of the team focused on catastrophic risk, which raises questions about organizational priorities during a critical growth phase.
Two quick tools worth knowing about. Simon Willison built CoresChat, a web interface for testing local models like Qwen 3.8 27 billion running in LM Studio. It has a neat trick of progressively rendering SVG images in the chat as tokens stream in. And Applied AI Hub published a Red Team Perspective Challenge prompt designed to break ChatGPT's sycophancy bias by forcing the model to act as a ruthless critic instead of a cheerleader.
One thing to try is looking at how you structure the safety net around coding agents. A Reddit thread asked developers what custom harnesses they've built beyond basic instructions.
The interesting signal from the discussion is that several people find a separate review agent, a second model that checks the primary agent's plan or code before it runs, genuinely increases reliability. It's a simple pattern. Let one agent propose, and a second model acts as a gatekeeper before any commands execute. One commenter suggested using a smaller, faster model for the review step to keep costs and latency low.
That's Compact Conversations for Sunday. More AI news tomorrow. Until then, happy prompting.